RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue to our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with listeners' mailbag. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo sends letters to King of Saudi and Iranian President. Minister of Foreign Affairs says it is not easy to reconcile Saudi Arabia and Iran. Now, the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo sent the Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi to deliver a letter to the King of Saudi Arabia Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani regarding Indonesia's wishes for both countries' reconciliation. Speaking on Saturday in Jakarta, Minister Retno said that there have been parallel talks among the three foreign affairs ministers, especially after President Joko Widodo's initiative to bring peace for the two countries. Earlier, President Joko Widodo in the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday said that he will send a special envoy to respond to conflicts and simmering relationship Saudi Arabia and Iran. President says that it is important to relieve tensions between the two countries, saying that peace between Saudi Arabia and Iran will affect to the world security and stability. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said the efforts to reconcile Saudi Arabia and Iran initiated by Indonesian government are not easy. Minister Retno even further admitted that Indonesian government has not found real solution to create peace between the two countries. Speaking in Jakarta on Saturday, Minister Retno said that the situation between both countries is complicated. However, the Indonesian government continues creating dialogues among the three countries. Minister Retno conveyed that Indonesia's initiative to reconcile the two countries is a form of concern of Indonesia as the largest Muslim country. Indonesia is the largest Muslim country, according to Retno, will escalate dialogues on the two countries through Indonesia's special envoy sent by President Joko Widodo. Indonesia's Foreign Affairs Minister has instructed Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur to continue monitoring Indonesian citizens, victims of a bus crash in Malaysia. According to the minister, there are two Indonesian citizens died in the accident with several injured. Speaking in Jakarta on Saturday, Minister Retno further said that her office could not announce the exact number of Indonesian citizen victims. However, she admitted that she continues to monitor the latest information regarding that incident. On Saturday morning, local time, a tourism bus from Taman Seni to Jetty Lumut Port crashed into a ditch in Assam Jawa area. According to Indonesia's Foreign Affairs Ministry, there were 48 passengers in the bus and 42 of them are Indonesians. It was reported that 2 Indonesians died with 7 injured. The other 28 were reportedly safe. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said stated that liquefied natural gas LNG refinery of Masela Block in Somlaki, west-southeast Maluku province, will be fully decided by President Joko Widodo. Speaking in Ambon on Saturday, Minister Sudirman explained that he has reviewed preparation for the mega project constructions on gas field, including Saumlaki, the capital of West Southeast Maluku, as well as in Selaru Island, the closest area of the project. Minister Sudirman further stated that President Joko Widodo has suggested that the project be reviewed by professional consultants, saying that the president has also conducted limited meetings with related ministries regarding Masela project. South Jakarta Special Class 1 Immigration Office detained a British man suspected of being a therapist of Alia Siska Nadia, a 33-year-old, in chiropractic clinic in South Jakarta. Head of Public Relations Department of Immigration, Heru Santosa Anantayuda, said to Tempo on Saturday that Immigration Office has detained the suspect after coordinating with Health Ministry and Health Office of South Jakarta. He was detained after alias family reported him for an alleged malpractice. However, Heru has not been able to announce the suspect identity yet, but assuring that he was alias therapist on August last year. According to Heru, the Immigration Office is still conducting further investigations to reveal his involvement in the case. The central government and the House of Representatives DPR have assigned more than 1 trillion rupiah in the state budget for the Batam Free Trade Zone Authority, BP Batam, to finance its project expenditures in 2016. However, the government is now considering dissolving the BP Batam this month because the management of the Batam Free Trade and Free Port Zone is overlapping between that of the BP Batam and of the Batam Municipal Administration. If the BP Batam is disbanded, the fund amounting to more than 1 trillion rupiah should continue to be allocated for projects the BP Batam has planned, such as port, airport and hospital projects. Yat Kadir, a member of Commission 6 on Industry and Investment of the DPR, said in Batam recently, when the BP Batam is dissolved, the funds as assigned in the state budget should be used based on planned projects allocation. The BP Batam has planned to use the state budget allocation for the constructions of the Talaga Punggur Port, Sekupang Domestic Port, improvement of Hang Nadim Airport, and the development of the BP Batam Hospital. Batam, Bintan, and Karimun are clusters of small islands in Riau Island province near Singapore and are being developed as industrial areas. According to Nyat, the best way to solve the overlapping authorities between the BP Batam and the Batam Municipal Administration is to integrate administration of the Free Trade and Free Port Zone into that of the Municipal Administration, assigning the Batam City Mayor as the ex-official head of BP Batam. In that way, the BP Batam institution will continue to exist and the state budget fund for the BP Batam will be dispersed for the implementation of the previously planned projects. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me, Dee, in our weekly segment News from Across the Country, which presents you various interesting events from across the country during the week. Listener, the first news comes from Lok Sumawe, Aceh, Sumatra. Lok Sumawe City Administration gave free power connection to 784 poor families in the city. The free power installation spreads in four districts, namely Banda Sakti, Muara II, Blang Mangat, and Muara I. Lok Sumawe Mayor Suwadi Yahya told Kompas.com last Wednesday that the free power program becomes the responsibility of Lok Sumawe City Social Service. According to him, Lok Sumawe City Administration has instructed data verifications of the free power receivers in order to be on target. The free power connection installation has been started this month. The second batch of data verifications of poor families that do not have electricity yet has also been started. The next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. East Java Governor Soekarwo observed the constructions of Majapahit House in Bejijong Village, Trowulan District, Mojokerto Regency, East Java, as an effort to develop Majapahit tourism destination. The governor said that Majapahit House is constructed to heal the missing of the popularity of the greatest of Majapahit Kingdom, which is known worldwide. He revealed the constructions of Majapahit House is the form of Majapahit restoration, which becomes cultural richness and new destination. As a start, East Java Provincial Government has built 194 units of people's houses by using Majapahit era building model in Bejijong Village. It takes more than 10 billion rupiah. Meanwhile, next stage, which is the third one in 2016, 300 units of houses will be built in three places, namely Segaran, Candi Tikus, and Candi Bajang Ratu. The last news comes from Kuningan, West Java. Some tourist places in Kuningan Regency, West Java see tourists increase as Cipali Highway access is already available. Head of Kuningan Regency Tourism and Culture Service, Teddy Suminar, said in Kuningan last Wednesday that the increase is seen based on data showing increase in hotel occupancy in Kuningan. Furthermore, Teddy explained that the service continues to improve infrastructure to increase service like access to tourism places. Meanwhile, Kuningan itself shows natural panorama and history for its tourism. Listener, that ends news from across the country from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Dinu Graha. Thanks for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with January 10, 1973. The Indonesian Democratic Party was founded. The Indonesian Democratic Party is the party which is the result of the fusion of or merger of some political parties, among others the Indonesian National Party, PNI, the Party Congress of the People or MURBA, Association of Supporters of Indonesian Independence, IPKI, and also two religious parties, namely Indonesian Christian Party, Parkindo, and Catholic Party. In the body of PDI, or Indonesian Democratic Party, the largest mass is derived from the PNI, the party founded by Sukarno with a mass base in East Java and Central Java. Along its journey in the national political scene in 1993, the Indonesian Democratic Party suffered a split. The party was subsequently transformed into the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, led by Megawati. Over now to 1946. The first General Assembly of the United Nations opens in London. 51 nations are represented. The United Nations General Assembly is one of the six principal organs of the United Nations and the only one in which all member nations have equal representation. Its powers are to oversee the budget of the United Nations, appoint the non-permanent members of the Security Council, receive reports from other parts of the United Nations and make recommendations in the form of General Assembly resolutions. It has also established a wide number of subsidiary organs. The first session was convened on January 10, 1946 in the Westminster Central Hall in London and included representatives of 51 nations. The last item is taken from 1920. The Treaty of Versailles takes effect, officially ending World War I. The Treaty of Versailles was one of the peace treaties at the end of World War I. It ended the state of war between Germany and the Allied powers. It was signed on June 28, 1990, exactly 5 years after the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. The other Central powers on the German side of World War I were dealt with in separate treaties. Although the armistice signed on November 11, 1918 ended the actual fighting, it took 6 months of negotiation at the Paris Peace Conference to conclude the peace treaty. The treaty was registered by the Secretariat of the League of Nations on October 21, 1919. And on January 10, 1920, the Treaty of Versailles takes effect. That was Today in History. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, this is Highlight of the Week from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with me, D, entitled The Constitutional Court Starts Regional Elections Pilkada Dispute Hearing. Listener, simultaneous regional elections or pilkada on December 9, 2015 to elect governor, region, mayor in 264 areas and 32 provinces have been done. However, the valid results of pilkada cannot be ratified yet by the General Elections Commissions before disputes on pilkada result have been processed by the Constitutional Court or MK. After receiving complete report on the disputes along with their documents, the court starts to conduct hearing in January 2016. The Constitutional Court spokesman Fajar Laksono said that the court started conducting hearing on the regional elections result dispute or PHP starting on Thursday, January 7, 2016. The hearing is done for 3 days on January 7, 8, and 11 through pre-examination agenda. According to Fajar Laksono, call for trial has been sent since January 5 to 6 to applicants. Regarding the hearing schedule, Fajar Laksono confirmed that in general, the schedule is divided based on provinces The court makes efforts to arrange hearing for Regency cities in one province on the same day. Regarding the security of Pilkada dispute hearing, Head of Operation Bureau at the Jakarta Police or Polda Metro Jaya, Police Commissioner Martuani Sormin said that police deploys 852 personnel. The Constitutional Court held preliminary hearing of Pilkada result dispute for 51 registered lawsuits. This hearing is divided in three panels so that 51 lawsuits are divided in three sessions. Panel Court 1, which was led by Arif Hidayat, addressed disputes from Halmahera Barat Regency, Halmahera Selatan Regency, Halmahera Utara Regency, 50 Kota Regency, West Sumatra Province, Solok Regency, Solok Selatan Regency, Dompu Regency, Pasaman Regency, Ponorogo Regency, Gresik Regency, Waropen Regency, Merauke Regency, and Nabire Regency. Panel Court 2, which was led by Anwar Usman, addressed Pilkada cases from Humbang, Hasundutan Regency, Labuhan Batu Regency, Labuhan Batu Selatan Regency, Nias Regency, Nias Selatan Regency, Nias Utara Regency, Samosir Regency, Serdang Begadai Regency, Tapanuli Selatan Regency, Tobata Regency, Gunung Sitoli City, Medan City, and Sibolga City. Meanwhile, Panel Court 3, which will be led by Patrialis Akbar, address Pilkada cases from Batanghari Regency, Bungo Regency, Sungai Penuh Regency, Bengkulu Province, Bengkulu Selatan Regency, Lebong Regency, Mukomuko Regency, Rejang Lebong Regency, Pesisir Barat Regency, Bandar Lampung City, Cianjur Regency, Indramayu Regency, Tasikmalaya Regency, Pandeglang Regency, Tangerang Selatan City, Manggarai Regency, Manggarai Barat Regency, and Sumba Timur Regency. The regional elections dispute courts are held in a row by presenting applicants directly through video conference. According to Public Relations Bureau of the Constitutional Court, video conference is also provided in 43 universities all over Indonesia. Listener, that ends highlight of the week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Di Nugraha. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo sent the Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi to deliver a letter to the King of Saudi Arabia Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani regarding Indonesia's wishes for both countries' reconciliation. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that efforts to reconcile Saudi Arabia and Iran initiated by Indonesian government are not easy. Indonesia's Foreign Affairs Minister has instructed Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur to continue monitored Indonesian citizens victims of a bus crash in Malaysia. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said stated that liquefied natural gas refinery of Masela Block in Saumlaki, West Southeast Maluku, Maluku Province, will be fully decided by President Joko Widodo. South Jakarta Special Class 1 Immigration Office detained a British man suspected of being a therapist of alias Iskanadia, 33 years old, in Seropractic Clinic in South Jakarta. The central government and the House of Representatives DPR have assigned more than 1 trillion rupiah into the state budget for the Batam Free Trade Zone Authority BP Batam to finance its project expenditures in 2016. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI's World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. To the frequencies of 95.25 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a segment which introduces Indonesia's tourism potentials, including tourist destination, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll invite you to Tebing Beach in North Lombok. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via live streaming at www.voi.co.id. Beaches in Lombok are famous for their beauty, although beaches in North Lombok are not as beautiful as in South or East Lombok, yet there is one beach in North Lombok which is pretty nice and interesting to visit. It is Tebing Beach in North Lombok. Tebing Beach is located in Luk Hamlet, Sambik Village, Bengkol Gangga, North Lombok. The layout exactly is behind Junior High School Tugangga in North Lombok. If you ask about Tebing Beach to fishermen who you meet on the street, they may be less familiar with the name. They are more familiar with Bali High Beach, apparently because there is a Bali High beer warehouse nearby. Others call it Luk Beach, since the beach is located in Luk Hamlet. Hopefully the various names do not make you confused, but instead will make it easier for you to ask. Tebing Beach is located in North Lombok, which is black sandy beach. Both the land and the sea area of this beach are very clean. Indeed, cleanliness in this Tebing Beach is well maintained. This is evidenced by the flourishing coral reef on the beach. It is called Tebing or Cliff Beach because it has a 20 meters high cliff. Its formation is actually originally from the hot sediment containing fragments of coral caused by tsunami resulting from the eruption of Mount Tambora in 1815. So don't be surprised if you see the limestone on this cliff is easily broken. Although it is called Tebing or Cliff Beach, this beach is not a place for rock climbing exercise. Approximately 5 meters from the beach, you will find a lot of people fishing and bathing. To go to Tebing Beach in North Lombok, it's very easy. If you depart from Mataram, which is about 80 kilometers from the beach, it will take about 1.5 hours by car. While from Tanjung, which is the nearest town, you only need about 15 to 20 minutes. You just drive to the east, then you'll find Gangga Junior High School. The location of Tebing Beach is right behind this school. Access road to the entrance is approximately 200 meters. That is from the school. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today introducing Tebing Beach in North Lombok. Until tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing nurturing reading interest through floating library. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via live streaming at www.voi.co.id. Reading is the key to acquire knowledge. Therefore, public interest in reading needs to be constantly nurtured. The concern for the declining interest in reading, especially among children, has pushed A. Suprianto, head of library archives and documentation in Musirawas, to build a floating library in the region. Suprianto said the local library is already there but empty of visitors because the location is less strategic. Building a floating library in the tourist area of Lake Aur, Sumber Harta, Musirawas, South Sumatra province is an interesting breakthrough. In addition to being crowded with visitors, this place is also located in the village with a dense population. The first floating library in South Sumatra was inaugurated on January 5, 2016, with the theme Nurturing Reading Interest Among Children to Instill Love for the National Culture. With the tagline Recreation While Reading, while enjoying the water, the visitor can also add insight by reading the collection of books in the library, which is afloat. Region of Musirawas, Ricky Junaidi, in his speech, hoped that the presence of the first floating library in South Sumatra can foster public interest. He said he was concerned with the low children's interest in reading nowadays. He called for the floating library to be treated as well as possible. He added, with collaboration between agencies in the library, Musirawas culture and people's passion for reading can be improved, among others by providing free facilities for community reading in Musirawas, especially among children. Collaboration between educational and recreational facilities in the region is a creative breakthrough of Musirawas government through the Office of Libraries, Archives and Documentation to improve the reading culture among young people and adults. Chairman of Musirawas District Board of Representatives, Yudi Fratama, also expressed the council appreciation of the development and innovation in our lake tourism area. While having recreation, people can learn more about science and technology, he said. Well, that was Miscellany. Until tomorrow with another interesting topic, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, listener, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Craig Jordan in USA. Mr. Craig Jordan sent his email through Facebook fan page. In his email, he said that he was listening to shortwave radio where the reception was rare to hear Voice of Indonesia, and he asked to send him our QSL card. Hello, Mr. Craig Jordan. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast, and we really appreciate because you always listen to our broadcast via our website www.voi.co.id. But you can also listen to our radio through frequency of 9525 kHz. And please try to listen to our radio through the frequency and send your reception report. Through your reception report, we will be able to know how our broadcast can be heard in your country, whether it is clear or whether there are any interferences from other international radios. And as your request, we'll send our QSL card to your home as soon as possible. Well, Mr. Craig Jordan, keep listening to our broadcast and please don't forget to send your reception report. Thank you very much. And special for you and our regular listeners, we'll play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. Listener, now we will reply an email from Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan. How are you today? It is a pleasure to receive your email again. You said that you always enjoy your program and hopefully you will never get bored with our broadcast and you will always tune in our radio every day. In his email, Riaz mentioned about Bali Island. As you know that Bali Island is the best island not only for Indonesia but also in the world. And it feels incomplete if you visit Indonesia but you don't visit Bali Island. And we hope someday you can visit Bali Island and witness by yourself the beauty of the Paradise Island. And Riaz Ahmad Khan also said that he has received our parcel, souvenirs from Voice of Indonesia for participating in our international quiz in 2015 thing. And we will always wait for your next email and also your reception report. Thank you. Listener, before we continue, we will play another beautiful song for our regular listener, wherever you are.
Kenangan pertama waktu berjumpa. Pertama awal aku berjumpa seolah-olah hanya impian yang berlalu, sungguh tak kusangka dan rasa tak percaya. Pertama awal aku berjumpa seolah-olahnya impian yang berlalu, sungguh tak kusangka dan rasa tak percaya. Pertama awal aku berjumpa, kenangan pertama awal aku berjumpa.
Listener, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday, and now we continue to reply an email from Kanchan Katarji in India. Hello, Mr. Kanchan Katarji. Thank you for your email through Facebook fan page. He also asked to send him some Voi materials for his radio club, and we will deliver your request to related division. Mr. Kanchan Katarji, please give us your criticism and also suggestion on our broadcast. What kind of program do you like, and are our programs interesting, and how can you hear our radio? So please send your reception report in detail. Thank you very much. And listener, wherever you are, we'll play another beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Selalu begitu, aku gak mau. Selalu begitu, dia membisu. Selalu begitu, senyummu palsu. Selalu begitu, dari bertemu.
Listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. In addition to emails, we have also received some greeting cards and also recorded greetings from our listeners. Thank you so much for your greetings, and we wish you Happy New Year 2016. We also want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and also have visited our official Facebook fan pages. We have Amir Manzur, Azam Ali Somro, Kalab Abbas, Amir Jamil from Pakistan. And we also have Mitul Kansal, Sharma Afijit, Jawahar Almedia, and also Sri Bhagwan Sharma from India. And we have Vizentiu George from Romania, Kevin Chow from China, Ralph Urbanzik from Germany, and many others. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages, and thank you for being our regular listeners. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or you can also follow our Twitter at Voi Indonesia, at Voi Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.